Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we spend time with God, we spend time together, we're continuing to look at the daily topics in the weekly prayer guide that I've published. This week is focused on sharing hope. And today's specific topic is on sharing the hope of the glorious inheritance that we have in Christ. We read in Scripture that God has poured His Spirit into us as a down payment or as a guarantee of the inheritance that is yet to come. The idea that God has not only promised something, but He's put a deposit down as, in a sense, earnest money. This Spirit that not only puts a piece of Him within us, it reminds us on a continual basis that we have something better coming. As we live life in this world, as we live life in the midst of chaos and confusion and global pandemics and epidemics and disasters and everything else, and then you throw in a divisive election year on top of that, we really do need a reminder daily, hourly, minute by minute, that something better is coming. God wants us to live life filled with hope, filled with peace, filled with joy, filled with an assurance that the hope that we have is a hope that does not disappoint. It's a hope that endures forever. It's a hope that assures us that we will indeed share in the glorious inheritance with the saints that have gone on before us. All of those who have been washed in the blood of Jesus, that have been sealed with that promise by the gift of His Spirit. You see, today, as we live life, know that something better is coming. And I believe that God's desire is that we would live life differently because of that knowledge, because of that inheritance. That we would look at the trials and tough times of life differently because of the inheritance that is yet to come. The inheritance that we've already received glimpses of because of God's Spirit within us. You see, as we live life, as we do life together, we see those that go from this life into that inheritance. This morning, as I share this broadcast, and it's been a full day already, and it's just started. And in a full day yet to come, my mind is thinking a lot about a friend of mine and her family. Karen Turner, last Saturday, went home to claim that glorious inheritance with the saints like her who put their faith, their trust in Jesus, obeyed His commands, lived life, serving, loving, sharing with people. And as I look at people like Karen and so many others, oh, she struggled greatly at times with health issues and pain and surgeries and complications of those surgeries and everything else. And through it all, she was confident that this was just temporary, that the better inheritance was coming. Not that she was hastening it to arrive any quicker than it had to, but she could endure because her eyes were fixed, her eyes were focused every day on something better, but also on her family, on those around her. Her greatest desire in life was that people would know Jesus. And in doing so, they would experience the joy of life that she had found. You see, as we spend time today praying about this glorious inheritance, I believe it's important. The writer of Hebrews talks about this great cloud of witnesses. And there's some discussion in various circles on who that is and who it contains. And I don't know that it matters. It's fun to think about it being angelic beings, of being the heavenly host, cheering us on, encouraging us. It's also fun to think about it being our loved ones who have gone on to heaven. But God says to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, to stay focused on the glorious inheritance that is to come. Paul writes to the Philippians, he says, for the joy set before him, endured the cross. He knew what it was to fix his eyes, to look beyond the current circumstances and see a glorious inheritance that he was not only obtaining, really wasn't only, he was not obtaining for himself, he already had it. But the glorious inheritance he was obtaining for you and I in eternity with him. The ability for our lives to be transformed. You see, that's an important factor. That's an important part of this glorious inheritance to always keep in mind. That's the transformation that is possible through the power of God's Spirit. You see, when we keep that in mind, it changes it, or at least it ought to change the way we interact with people. People that at one time our mind may have said they're beyond hope. God says when your eyes are fixed steadfastly on the hope that's found in Jesus, on this glorious inheritance, there is hope. And when we begin to understand the transformation, the hope that exists because God's power has changed us completely, all of a sudden we ought to be able to see how it can do that to everyone, no matter what. I think it's so easy to look at people and based on their actions, based on their beliefs, based on their language, based on how they live, and think, what's the point? They're outside of Christ. They have no hope. Well, that's why the point of this week's prayer guide was on sharing hope. You see, it's those that live without hope that need the source of hope to be introduced to them. And those that live with hope need to be the ones that share that hope. As I prepare to head back into hurricane relief work and volunteering for a week with IDES again. One of the slogans or mottos on the t-shirts that they have is help and hope. All of the work, all of the supplies, all of the activity being done is done in the name of Jesus for the purpose of sharing hope along with the help. You see, help is a good thing. But when you can provide hope in the midst of help, that reminds people that all of this stuff, all of this life, all of this trouble, all of this mess is temporary. There's a glorious inheritance awaiting all those who are in Christ. And through Jesus, there's a way that anyone can obtain that inheritance. As we pray today, I would encourage you to consider your current difficulties. Do they have you down? Do they have you discouraged? Or are you able to see your difficulties through the eyes of hope, through the eyes of an eternal inheritance, a glorious inheritance? And as you consider your difficulties, as you consider how you're approaching them, how you're looking beyond them, who are you sharing that hope with? You see, I believe it's important that we don't hide the difficulties that we face. Yes, use discretion, and I wouldn't advertise, take out a full-page ad in the newspaper or magazines or whatever. But in the right settings, in the right time, with discretion. Because when people see that we struggle, and in the midst of our struggles, we overcome because of the hope that we have in Jesus, they too are often encouraged to press on. You see, when we come to Jesus, He doesn't promise to remove our troubles. As I've said often on these broadcasts, in fact, He promises we will have trouble. But He does promise to be with us through our troubles, in the midst of them. And He does that through His presence, through His Word, through His Spirit, and through people like you and me. Will you be one who shares hope because you have confidence in the glorious inheritance that is yours and that is more than enough for everyone? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that loves us, that has not only called us to Yourself, You have promised us an inheritance like no other. A glorious inheritance that fulfills the greatest hope that we could ever have. Father, as we live life today, may we share the hope that we have in Christ. May we be encouraged by those that have claimed that inheritance because of their faith. Father, as we live life, in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our difficulties, may we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. May we not lose sight of the what we're going through, but may what we're going through not overtake us. Help us to see how temporary the things of this world really are. Especially when we compare it to the glorious inheritance that is ours in Christ that you have promised. So, Father, today as we interact with people, as we go about the tasks that are before us, may we live with a greater hope than ever before. May our life story and our examples help others to not only seek you, but to find you. You have promised that anyone who seeks you will find you when they seek you with a whole heart. And so, Father, help us to pursue you with a whole heart. Help us to live as a model of what that looks like. And in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our difficulties, may people see us as one who endures, as one who continues to live with great hope, knowing that our inheritance is secure. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our communities. I pray that as we walk with them and teach them and model this hope for them, that rather than putting their trust and their faith in the things that we have, that they would put it in the things that you've given us and them. Father, today may our life lift up Jesus. May the steadfast trust that we have in the midst of difficulties help others to see Jesus more clearly than ever before. May we be deliberate about sharing the hope that we have. And as we interact with those that are experiencing loss and heartache and struggles and difficulty, may we walk life with them in such a way that they can lift their eyes to the inheritance that is available. Father, today may our life glorify Jesus. May He be lifted up that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.